It's voting season, and you walk into the voting booth. But you're not just seeing two or three options, but more like 10 or even 20 different political parties available. While this might seem foreign to many Americans used to the Democrat versus Republican elections, it's a reality in many, many countries around the world. Did you know that in India's 2024 general elections, a record 744 political parties are in the running? Or in that in the early days of the United States, there actually were numerous political parties all vying for power before we got into this two-party system. The American political landscape has evolved significantly since the nation's founding. In the early 19th century, the U.S. saw parties like the Federalists, Democratic Republicans, the Whigs, all competing alongside the Democrats and the Republicans. However, by the Civil War era, the two-party system we know today was pretty much solidified. This raises an intriguing question. Do most nations have too many political parties? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, most nations have too many political parties, and comes from the global category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The concept of political parties is as old as democracy itself, but the idea of a multi-party system really took off in the 19th and 20th centuries. As societies became more complex and diverse, so did their political landscapes. This isn't just about how many names appear on the ballot. When we talk about the number of political parties, we're really discussing representation versus governance efficiency and the very nature of democracy itself. It touches on questions about how diverse viewpoints can be represented in government and how decisions get made in society. According to the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, as of 2021, there are over 5,000 registered political parties worldwide. And the number of parties that actually win seats, though, in government varies widely by country, from the two that we know in the United States to the 24 in the Netherlands 2021 election. It's crucial to discuss this because the structure of a nation's party system can have profound effects on political stability, policymaking, and citizen engagement. The largest voter turnout in the U.S. was at 66% in the 2020 presidential election. Would more people have come out to vote if there were more parties that they felt represented their viewpoints and needs? The number of parties can influence everything from how governments are formed to how effectively they can implement their agendas. Now, let's debate. Agree. Most nations have too many political parties. Too many parties can lead to political instability and weak governments. Italy is a prime example of this problem. Since World War II, Italy has had 69 governments in 76 years, largely due to its fragmented multi-party system. This constant turnover made it difficult for Italy to implement long-term policies and address chronic issues like economic stagnation. A large number of parties can result in extremist or single-issue parties gaining a disproportionate influence. In Israel's 2020 election, the ultra-Orthodox United Torah Judaism Party won only 6% of the vote, but gained significant leverage in coalition negotiations, influencing national policies on issues like military service exemptions and religious law. Excessive parties can confuse the voters and complicate the voting process. In the 2014 Indonesian legislative election, voters had to choose from 46 parties. This led to high numbers of invalid votes and made it really difficult for voters to make informed choices about their party platforms. Disagree. Most nations do not have too many political parties. More parties allow for better representation of diverse viewpoints. In Germany, the rise of the Green Party in the 1980s brought environmental issues to the forefront of national politics, leading to significant policy changes that may not have occurred in a more limited party system. Multi-party systems can foster coalition building and compromise. The Netherlands, with its numerous parties, has had a long history of coalition governments, leading to political culture of negotiation and consensus building, often resulting in more moderate, widely accepted policies, with everyone working together across diverse viewpoints. A variety of parties can increase political engagement and voter turnout. In Denmark's 2019 election, which featured 13 parties, voter turnout was over 84%. This high engagement is partly attributed to voters feeling that they have meaningful choices that align with their views. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. For the first agree point about political instability, a rebuttal might go, while Italy was struggling with frequent government changes, other multi-party systems like Germany have maintained stability. The German system, with its 5% threshold for parliamentary representation, balances diverse representation with government stability. This suggests the issue isn't necessarily the number of parties, but how the system is structured. For the second disagree point about coalition building, you could argue, while joining forces through coalitions can lead to compromise, it can also result in a policy gridlock. Belgium's 2010 and 2011 political crisis, where it took 541 days to form a government because of party disagreements, shows how too many parties can paralyze a political system. To sum it up, the debate over whether nations have too many political parties touches on core principles of democratic representation, governance efficiency, and political stability. There are valid points on both sides, highlighting the need for careful consideration of how political systems are structured. Some countries have taken steps to manage the number of political parties. For example, Russia introduced a 7% threshold for parties in 2007, which they later reduced to 5%, but that significantly reduced the number of parties in parliament. On the other hand, Tunisia saw a proliferation of parties after the 2011 Arab Spring, going from 9 legal parties to over 100 as part of its democratic transition. Eager to dive into this topic even further? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side gets to set the stage and determine how the debate will unfold. This means they can define the terms and context, leading to a fresh and engaging conversation every time. If you're tackling the debate on most nations have too many political parties, here are some ways that agree could shape the discussion. 1. Most nations have too many political parties to be effective. How does having a large number of political parties impact the effectiveness of government and decision-making? Can an excess of parties lead to inefficiency and gridlock in government? 2. Most developed nations have too many political parties. Do developed nations face unique challenges due to having a higher number of political parties? How does this abundance affect their political systems compared to less developed countries? 3. Most nations have too many ineffective political parties. How does this overabundance of political parties contribute to the presence of ineffective or marginal parties? What impact does this have on the overall effectiveness of the political system? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something that you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.